RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Rise up and shine. It's the morning shift. Howdy, everybody. Happy to be back in these chairs. It is me. It is Allie Mack. Not me, Allie Mack. It is me, Mike Johnson. That's Allie Mack. Dylan Matthews hanging out behind the glass. Hope everybody has had a spirited holiday season, man. I am happy to be back in the studio with you, with both of you. It's awesome.
I'm very happy to be back as well, but I have to admit, I have no idea like what year it is, what day it is. The top of my notes list today says it's the 28th. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. May or may not be the 29th. Can't confirm or deny.
Is that what it is? I don't know. But see, like, that's any given day to me. I don't usually know what the date is.
No.
It's like is it college football Saturday? Is it NFL Sunday? Other than that, like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, everything just kind of swirls around that. But anyways, hope you guys had a great holiday. I worked with Randy once last week. You guys were without me on the 23rd? 24th?
Yeah, 23rd.
23rd? Yeah, 23rd.
I missed out on that, man. But I hope you guys are doing well. Squidbilly's still off for a little holiday cheer. I did talk to Bo yesterday.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing good. He was, you know, it's one of those things where when you have children, I think the first 6 months you're literally drowning trying to keep your head above water.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you just pop out of it. And you add in the fact that he travels with the Falcons and he's been going through football season, I think he just popped out of it. You know,
okay.
I think he just came out of it. He was like, man, I've been drowning for 6 months or whatever it may be. Got into football season and then, got a few days off. He cleaned out his garage. He was feeling, the vibes were high with Squid yesterday.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he was feeling really, 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 really good about it. Of course, he and I will be on the pregame tonight for the Atlanta Falcons at 6 o'clock on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. So make sure you tune into that. You can hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. But anyways, I hope Santa was good to y'all.
Santa was great. On the Bo note, I do have to mention that his lovely wife, Amy, has been posting tons of photos of Melrose over the holidays.
Great smile.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Like, the dress that says Melrose on yeah. the little ribbon across her waist.
I can only imagine.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute.
Yeah.
He has the most adorable daughter.
Yeah, she is. She is cute. It's great. I'm happy for him that he feels like he's not drowning anymore. I think that's the vibe I was getting from him yesterday. You know, through a text message, it's hard to really grasp through a text message. But yeah,
I'm happy for Squidbilly as well. Mike, I actually have a question to you. Santa was pretty good to me, and it sounds like they were good to y'all. But Mike, for you, I want to know: are your kids missing the elf?
George.
Are they missing George?
George. I don't remember if we had a chance to update what George did last time. George painted my toenails.
Oh, no.
What?
George. Yeah, George painted my toenails.
Nah, we didn't hear about this.
George, our elf, painted my toenails.
What color?
Red.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, just a loud red.
Wow.
You know, like a fire engine red.
Christmas red.
Yeah. And so my kids just thought that was the funniest prank that George possibly could have pulled. And they were cackling about it as George sat there on his stoop with his nail polish between his legs and just laughed at us.
So did Mike Johnson, former NFL
yes.
player.
Did I do it myself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you have to use nail polish remover to get it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure. I didn't know there was an alternative.
No, there's not.
There's not yet.
I was going to say, like, yeah,
just
what is that?
Trying to paint the picture.
I don't think that has anything to do with toughness. that's a thing. That had to happen.
You should have went ahead and, got a mani-pedi while you're at it, Mike.
Man, I have never liked mani-pedis. I don't like people touch my feet. And then after I've had surgery on both feet,
I don't like
it anymore.
Like, I can understand that.
I have hardware. I have scars. There's like screws in certain places, and I don't want to like go in there and be like, "Hey, don't touch the screw."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it just
that's a sensitive area. Yeah, don't touch it.
Oh man, there's hardware in there. Just be careful. But, nah, man, but it's, yeah, I don't ever mess with that.
The way it has been normalized for men is amazing to me. I heard Sandra talking about it on the Steakhouse like a month ago about how when she went and got her toes done, it was all men. Same thing happened to me. It was all dudes hanging out, like me and four guys getting our toes done.
I don't know how to feel about that. What do you do this, Dylan? Do you get a pedicure?
I've never gotten a manicure or a pedicure.
Yeah, same.
But I mean, it's great. I'm glad guys are doing it. I mean, there's nothing to me. I don't see anything wrong with taking care of your body. And look, there's a trend of guys painting their nails now. Great. If you want to do that, do that. I mean, It's a popular thing now amongst some guys. So it's kind of become a trendy, you know, cultural thing.
And it's the youth thing. Yeah, Ryan Williams does it over at Bama. I know Caleb Williams was doing it for
Jared
a while.
Jared McCain, he plays for the 76ers, he does it. Drake
not
does
my
it.
Thing. Not my thing, man. But whatever makes you happy is usually how I roll.
It's not my thing either, but again, take care of your nails, take care of your feet. And if you want to paint them, so be it.
I say this much, and we'll leave it alone. If you told me there was a quarterback going to come in here, win about 12 games for the Falcons, and take us to the deep playoff run, he could paint his nails all he wants to. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Paint those nails up.
Yeah, I don't care
what rainbow colors. Paint them all over you want to. I don't care. Just paint them up. Whatever you got to do.
Well, throughout the show today, we can get into what we got into over the holidays, because I do have a little video kind of going viral right now over a gift that I got over the holidays, because there's a prank war that's been going on for decades.
Oh, I saw this video. And by the way, I absolutely love this prank war. That's great.
Ding.
I can talk more about this when you get into it, but my brother, for the longest time, he finally called a truce on me over these past like couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was like younger, it was a one-sided prank war, and it was bad.
Oh man.
It was bad. He got me bad on a couple of occasions.
Oh, man. All right. We will get into all of that. If you do want to see the video ahead of time, it is at Ally Mac Radio on Instagram, where that video lives. But here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Kyle Whittingham had his first presser as Michigan's new head coach, just days ahead of the Citrus Bowl against Texas. He said he could count on one hand the number of jobs he would have said yes to. Michigan was one of them. Sunday night football, 49ers beat the Bears last night 42-38. For the second week in a row, Brock Purdy produced 5 touchdowns, keeping their number one seed hopes alive. The Hawks lost to the Knicks over the weekend 128-125. They'll play again tonight against the Thunder. Pregame is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9, the game with Tip at 8. The Ravens and Steelers will play for the AFC North in Week 18. And the Bucks and Panthers, things are getting interesting here because they will battle for the NFC South in Week 18 as well. Both teams lost over the weekend to set up this winner-take-all showdown.
Mike, I actually didn't know this caveat in this clinching scenario for the Panthers and Bucks, but did you see, and I didn't see it this morning when I was in the studio and they were talking about it, you know, on SportsCenter, but the Falcons are actually involved in this clinching scenario.
Yeah. I haven't allowed myself to and it's not that they can clinch. They can basically clinch for the Buccaneers, I believe.
Well, they can clinch for the Panthers.
The Panthers, yes. Yeah. I haven't allowed myself to go down that rabbit hole because it involves winning tonight.
Yes.
And that's going to be a tall task. So I think that'll be interesting, an interesting storyline going into Week 18 if and when the Falcons can pull off a victory tonight against an extremely good Rams team.
Just real quick for anybody that doesn't know. So for the Panthers, it's simple. If for them to clinch the NFC South, all I have to do is win against the Buccaneers next week. But for the Bucs, for them to win, and I guess it does kind of both ways for clinching for the Panthers or the Buccaneers, but for the Bucs to win the NFC South, they have to win against the Panthers next week, and I believe they need the Falcons to lose one of their next two games, obviously either tonight against the Rams or next week against the Saints.
That is correct. And it's unfortunate. The thought of there being a 3-way tie that go 8-9 and the Falcons, because they've lost to Carolina twice this year, makes you sick to your stomach. But I'm not even going to allow myself to go down that road mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. It's one foot in front of the other right now, and you're playing what I think is probably the best team in the NFL tonight on Monday Night Football. So
right. We'll
see what happens with that.
I have a quick question for you, Mike, and I know we'll get to Rams Falcons here in the next segment, but I got to know just off the top right here. Are you more worried about the Rams offense or the Rams defense? Because I feel like the Rams defense is still pretty slept on too. I know numbers wise they're kind of middle of the pack, but I mean they got a pretty darn good defense as well too.
It's the offense, and it's a very good defense. You are right about that. but it is the offense. Because I look at what they do, and just not to get too deep into the nitty-gritty yet, but what they do and what Matthew Stafford is against the what we do, what our style is terrifying. Like him against cover three, him against three down line, like their offense against three down linemen on our defense, like absolutely freaking terrifying. So that's – it's definitely the offense for me, and I think Matthew Stafford's an MVP. And we fare well at times against good quarterbacks around here. Usually it's the bad quarterbacks that dust us up. But we'll see what happens tonight. It's going to be a tough one.
There is a lot of nitty-gritty we're going to get into with the Falcons-Rams matchup. But yesterday you saw social media. There was a rumor swirling around Falcons world. Matt Ryan. Did your heart go pitter-patter when you started to see Matt Ryan rumored to be joining the front office or having serious conversations about it?
Stoked.
Yeah.
Stoked. And I've been around Matt enough to know kind of how he carries himself, how he goes about his business. He's very cerebral. He's one of the nicest dudes, but he's real. I mean, he's not one of these people who we've all been around people, I think, at times that you're like, okay, I don't even belong in the same circle as this person. That's not how Matt Ryan is. Matt is very much like, I'll sit down, we'll have a beer, you know, we'll play credit card roulette, that kind of thing. I mean, so I know that he's very real about what goes on with this organization. I think we could use some, you know, a reality check inside of some of these meetings, inside of some of these offenses. And I think, now look, I've been very, very hard on Zach Robinson, and Matt's not going to come back and be a coach. But I think having somebody like that inside of that building, either way, can help in a lot of different ways. If, let's just say Raheem were retained,
mm-hmm.
and Raheem were going to bring in a new offensive coordinator, guess who would be in that meeting? I would have Matt Ryan sitting down with that new offensive coordinator to decide what offense they were going to run.
Okay.
I have a lot of respect for Zach Robinson in his football mindset. I don't love him as an offensive coordinator, and one of the reasons why is he doesn't have the lengthy background that I would want an offensive coordinator. He's been coaching since 2019, all the way up through Sean McVay. He really hasn't been in any other locker room or system in his coaching career. And I think that when you look at the track record of Matt Ryan going all the way back to everything he was here and all the different coordinators he had success with, I would love to see him in some capacity be part of the decision-making process between the front office and the scouting personnel and the coaches down in the locker room. So sign me up.
Sign me up as well, too. Look, this has been a guy who has been, when it comes to the best moments of your franchise, for the most part, this guy's been a part of it, and he's been at the forefront of it.
Yep.
I mean, one of your Super Bowl appearances, he was a part of, and he's the MVP. I mean, when you were consistently in the postseason, consistently in the hunt or winning division titles, he was a part of it. So it only makes sense to, again, have the guy who's been at the forefront of the franchise's highest of highs. It only makes sense to have him be a part of it because he knows what a winning product looks like. He knows what a playoff team looks like. He knows what that feels like and what that atmosphere and like and what needs to be done and what guys need to be in place and, you know, what things need to be done to make that happen. So I'm all for it. I don't think there's really any negatives that could come about having a guy like Matt Ryan in this front office.
Well, and to me, it's even more than that because I think you look at Raheem. Raheem knows what that's supposed to look like, right? He was around for that Super Bowl run. He's won Super Bowl rings. But it's about understanding the Atlanta Falcons as an organization as well. And I think that's one of the things that cannot be replicated. This is a very unique place. There's not many organizations that have this kind of personality profile, right? You have your organizations up north or your blue bloods where no matter what happens, the stands are going to be full. This is a town that you have to perform well if you're going to capture the heart of this city. And he understands that. And he actually told that to the team. If you remember when he was inducted in the Ring of Honor and they surprised him in front of the entire team, that was his message, that this city will love you if you're able to go out and actually have that success. So I'm there's so many reasons. We can talk about it later. Somebody asked me on Twitter what I thought his exact role or title will be.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have an educated answer to that, and we'll kind of talk about that throughout the show for sure.
Yeah, we'll tackle that at 7 o'clock. I am curious, do you think when his phone rang, Arthur Blank or whoever called him, Matt Ryan just answered it and was like, about time.
Hey, man, been waiting on the phone call.
I knew you'd call.
Been watching from the CBS studios. Just wondered.
Well, coming up, we do have Monday Night Football tonight featuring our Falcons. What do they need to be ready for? Where do we stand with the injuries? We'll get into all of it next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, 6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan still enjoying some time off. Dylan is behind the glass, and we are going to preview the Falcons-Rams game in a moment. But I met the grinchiest Grinch ever yesterday. I want to spread the word.
This person was mean to you?
Well, you
judge.
Or they
weren't in the holiday spirit?
They definitely are not in the holiday spirit. I enjoy going to the different pop-up events that happen around the city.
Yeah, we talked about the
holidays.
Bars and restaurants.
Exactly. And so there was a pop-up yoga class yesterday. I don't want to say where exactly, but we came out of the yoga class. It was amazing. It was like reset, renew for 2026.
Vibes are high. I have clear spirit.
All zen. Amazing. Everyone's walking out refreshed. Every single car was booted.
No.
Every single vehicle was booted, and the guy was just standing there, watching us. So every time a woman walked out, I was like, what happened to my car? I was like, it was that guy. He's right there. He's right there.
Can I ask what part of town this is? Can I just guess that it was in Buckhead?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like between Buckhead and Midtown, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I think I'm vibing with you.
The sign to pay for parking was about the size of an index card.
Yeah, dude.
That's why nobody saw it.
That's crazy. I was just about to ask, like, there's no way that everybody was illegally parked. But, I mean, I hate when they don't make it obvious that, hey, you have to pay for parking here, and they try to sneak with you. And because, again, like, I would but pay for the parking instead of get a $75 boot, having to pay $75 to get a boot taken off. So come on, make it obvious I got paid for parking. Don't just make the sign as small as an index card. That just so messed up.
I don't know how often y'all have tried to park over here in Ainslie Park in this whole surrounding area around Colony Square, but the parking signs, the no parking signs at Ainslie Park, insanely confusing.
Okay.
I mean, insane. Like one side of the street, it'd be like no parking from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. On the other side of the street, it'll be like no parking from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And then there'll be like there's exemptions and there's no parking anytime. And they're all in like the same sign.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's a Rubik's Cube.
Well, and what infuriated me about this situation was like, you know, this guy was just going after this event because it was special. He knew.
Oh, man.
None of us are from the area.
He knew.
I mean, I instantly turned into a Grinch myself by pointing him out to every single woman that walked outside that door. So
that guy right there.
That guy right there.
Good for you, Allie.
He's
I would have done the same thing.
Dylan, do you shout out the car booters in the morning?
Absolutely not. I've never even thought about them. And they definitely are getting
right
a shout out now.
Booting people. I ain't talking to you.
Poor Grant. I got home and he was like, how was yoga? And I was like, it was not great.
No. Cost me $100 extra.
Seriously, it did.
That's so hard. That makes me so mad. And it makes me even more mad because I actually just got booted the other day. I was picking up a Christmas gift.
You
didn't
know the exact amount. So.
Yeah, I was picking up a Christmas gift and I was going to Lenox, the parking was full. And I wasn't trying to drive around. I was trying to get a lot of stuff done. I was trying to get in, get out because I had other stuff to do. So I went across the street to just park over there where it was like more parking, and I was just gonna walk across the street. Well, where I parked, there was a sign that said this is for, you know, whatever, patrons only. So there was a sign, but the sign was small. I was like, come on. Because when I came back in my car, I was like, why is my car booted? I'm not parked illegally. And I saw a little sign. I was like, bro, come on.
I did that one time. I was in like a shopping center parking lot, and I had to run to next door to the shopping center real quick before I came back, and I was meeting somebody for lunch in the shopping center.
Yeah.
I had to run to like a gas station or something next door. So I park, I get out, and I leave the shopping center, but then I come back, and the guy's just sitting there, boots me. He's like, I saw you leave, man. You can't park here and leave the shopping center.
I was like,
you know what, man? Here's the money. I don't even care. Go ahead.
And the other thing, too, is like, if I was a booter, and I get they're doing a job, and I understand that, and I respect that. But in that specific scenario that you just laid out, if I'm the booter and I see you park there and I know you can't park there and boot you, I'm like, hey, bro, if you stay right there, I got to boot you. I'm sorry. Just move real quick. You know, I'll tell you where you can go and you'll be good. But I just want to let you know, if you stay right there, I got to boot you. Just like help somebody out. Like, come on now.
Man. Drop a mention.
Yeah, exactly. Unfair.
So unfair. So
unfair.
I feel for you, Allie. I feel for you.
It was $75 right out of my pocket. Did not appreciate that.
Yes, that's tough.
Well, let's move on to some lighthearted news. It's a Falcons Monday. We've got a game tonight. Falcons host the Rams. Pregame with Mike and Bo kicks off at 6. Kickoff is 8:15. As far as injuries, Mike Hughes still out. Drake London is questionable for tonight. What does that mean in coach speak, Mike?
It means he's going to play, but it might look a lot like it did last week where he was hobbled at times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much to expect from him. He still got, I think, 7 or 8 targets a week ago, but only 27 receiving yards. So he'll be up against it tonight for sure, and hopefully he's feeling a little bit better and can cut a little bit better off that knee than he did last week.
Well, and these coaches tonight, they're all intertwined with their history, the Rams and the Falcons. What does that familiarity mean for this game?
It's hard to say. I didn't even realize until looking down at the chart. Obviously, Chris Shula's defense coordinator out there, but Jimmy Lake is on staff. I don't know if most people even realize that Jimmy Lake is on staff with the Rams. Zach Robinson obviously, had a big part in Sean McVay's offense over the last few years before he got here. Raheem Morris was a big part of that coaching staff for the Super Bowl run. There's guys on both sides that really are intertwined, and I think there's a law of diminishing returns. I think there's something to be said about the familiarity of knowing how a guy is coached. I mentioned a minute ago, Matt Stafford has been insanely good against cover three. I mean, insanely good. I also read a stat, and I have to go back and look at it. Against a blitz, his touchdown to interception ratio is like 25-0. Like when he gets blitzed, he's just dicing people up. So obviously, Jeff Ulbrich not directly kind of tied to these two things, but he'll have to dial it up in a different way. But just knowing things like, Jimmy Lake knowing how AJ Terrell is going to play certain stuff, or Sean McVay knowing how Raheem Morris wants to coach cover three and where this guy will be on this outside technique. Not only that, you get deeper into it. You go to guys like Leonard Floyd and some of the other players. They have Nate Landman on their side. There's a unique understanding of what his skill set is and how you can dice him up. So there is a lot of familiarity, but you also have to understand that they know that, and so they know some of the things you're going to want to accomplish.
And I'm glad you said that, because that brings me to my next question there for you. Do you think there's going to be even more, because of the, like you said, familiarity and know how they're going to do certain things and knowing how certain guys are going to play and having that familiarity, do you think, and obviously teams add in wrinkles every week, but do you think there's a conscious effort on both sides for the Falcons and the Rams to maybe add in a little bit more wrinkles to this particular game plan because of that familiarity these teams have with each other?
Boy, I'd like to think so. I mean, I've lost faith in Zach Robinson doing that. Now, like I said, he's been much better lately. I cannot go without giving him credit for that. But, Dylan, if you think all the way back to the beginning of last year, you remember Caleb McGarry's getting eaten up by T.J. Watt. Week one. You're getting tore up.
Yeah.
And Kirk can't move very well. This is when we first got our first look at the Achilles. T.J. Watt's absolutely destroying us. And the thought was like, well, is that just one of those things where T.J. Watt's just going to come out and wreck shop? It's like, no, this is week one. We had an entire offseason to worry about this situation. You knew that Caleb McGarry was not a great pass protector, never has been in his career. You knew, you might need a chip, you might need some kind of help, might need to run right at him, and this is the game plan we came out with, and that's not good.
Nah.
And there has been so many times over the last couple of years where Zach has been the offensive coordinator where I've gone, Man, that was what we went with. Like that was the idea.
That's this entire week. That's what we cooked up.
Yeah, that's what we cooked up. You know, I see some of the things even, and that's why this whole conversation we'll have this offseason about Terry, about Raheem, and everything else. There has been times, multiple times, we've stepped in the studio and been like, Terry's cooking. Like, Terry is cooking. And some of the things did not work out. Matthew Judon did not work out. Remember Justin Simmons, the signing? It's like, oh, man, this is going to be great. And it didn't work out. There has been very few times where I've been like, man, Zach's cooking. And probably all of them have been within the last month where Kyle started to do some things. You've been without Drake. You really have been wide receiverless for the most part over the last month, you know, when Drake was not in the lineup. And even when he came back, like we said, he's hobbled. So
started to pull some guards here and there.
But every now and then, maybe once a game. I don't know. Don't want to get too crazy. Yeah, don't want to get too crazy and pull a guard here and there. But it's just, I think that you're hampered sometimes. I think that Zach is very much of the mindset that I'm not going to do this because my guys don't do it well. Mm-hmm. When there has to be a level to it to find a way to make them do it well. You know what I mean? And find a way to make sure guys are comfortable with what they're being asked to do and to rep it over time. So I think it'll be interesting. I don't know what the game plan will be offensively. Their defense is so good. Their offense is so good. You're going to have to probably chase points at some point. Puka, even without Devontae Adams, has been insanely good. Kyren Williams, Blake Corin. We know what Matthew Stafford is. They're going to run a lot of 13 personnel, which we touched on. What game was that? We played the New Orleans Saints, I believe. All of a sudden, we're suddenly in 13 personnel a bunch with Tegan Quatoriano. They've been doing that for the most part of the season, it seems like. So I'll be curious to see what we roll out, but it just kind of is what it is, man. I'm kind of holding my breath going, hey, man, come out here and surprise me.
And just real quick for me, obviously the defense is going to have to play at a very, very high level. Mm-hmm. You know, in the pass rush specifically, when you talk about James Pierce and Jalen Walker and that entire front seven, they're really going to have to help out the back end too, because obviously we talked about the back end being a little bit banged up. But to me, I'm looking at more of the offense. And, you know, Mike was just talking about it, because this is going to be a game where your offense is your best defense, meaning staying on the field offensively, sustained drive, time of possession. That's the best thing you can do to stop this Rams offense. The best thing you can do is just keep them on the sideline, because from the sideline, they can't hurt you.
I completely agree. Time of possession, baby.
Well, and as far as everyone being familiar with one another tonight, I did hear Raheem on Dukes and Bell last week talking about he will be giving Sean McVay a hug after the game. So brace yourself for that. It's going to happen. We know that ahead of time.
Look, and maybe Sean's like, hey, I like Raheem. You know, I understand the situation over here. Maybe we'll just, you know, we won't do anything too crazy, you know, feel good about it.
Maybe. Well, we are going to talk more about the Matt Ryan rumors, the roles that he could potentially be filling in the front office. We'll talk about that at 7, but coming up next, Georgia Tech did not have a great day at the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And we've got my Mac drop. We're going to test your knowledge on some of the most memorable scores in history. Do I mean sports? Do I mean movies? Do I mean both? I don't know. Got to stick around to find out. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan taking another day off. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And BYU took down Georgia Tech in the Pop-Tarts Bowl 25-21. I know there are a lot of antics with this game. They allowed the fans to choose which Pop-Tarts to sacrifice. They chose sprinkles this year.
Man.
And at the end of the game, slamming strawberry was like, nope. And jumped off the toaster and said, wow. I'm not being sacrificed today.
Wow. Did you see the grill? The grill. They were grilling Pop-Tarts. How do we feel about grilling Pop-Tarts? I was like, oh no.
Did you see the deep fried ones they had as
did
well?
Did not.
That's what I would rather try than a grilled Pop-Tart.
I would definitely rather try a deep fried Pop-Tart over a grilled Pop-Tart. I agree with you on that. But I still think a grilled Pop-Tart would be pretty good. I mean, it's kind of almost this, not quite the same thing, but close to like a
charcoal
toaster
flavor
type
just
feel.
Getting in there. You know what I mean? It was on a Weber grill.
Oh, it was on an etch.
Yeah, it was a charcoal grill.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, I couldn't get down with it.
A smoky flavor on a Pop-Tart, not good. Not ideal.
Sweet and smoky. No.
I was downtown Roswell during the game, and I went over to Gate City Brewing, which was a good time. Kids run around out the back there, big screen up, and then walked over to what's it called, Rockin' Taco, right there. I was shocked at I guess I shouldn't have been. The amount of Georgia Tech people that were out and about that day for the game was crazy. Penn State Clemson, I think, led into that one. I was with a couple of Penn State grads myself, and watching that game was a lot of fun. And then watching the Georgia Tech game, the feeling when they caught that last deep ball trying to come back and they got into the red zone, the eruption from the crowd in Rockin' Taco was insane. Like, really, really cool, and I was right there with them. So, I always call myself Georgia Tech adjacent. I love Brent Key. I coached one of their players, one of their offensive linemen as well. And so I was really rooting for them to be able to get it done. It just couldn't help, Allie, but get to the end of that game and feel like there is a new era of Georgia Tech, good or bad, on the other side of that game because of Buster Faulkner, because of Haynes King, because of Aaron Filo. Chris Winkie obviously calling plays. Wouldn't be shocked to see him get that job full time. And I'm a huge fan of who he was as a player. But a lot of things about to change at Georgia Tech. And hopefully they can continue to kind of hit the ground running.
Absolutely. Well, Missouri linebacker Damon Wilson II is suing UGA's Athletic Association for attempting to punish him for his decision to transfer.
Yeah, this all came out when Georgia decided they were going to sue him. And then his lawyer comes out and says, quote, UGA picked the wrong person.
Oh.
They were like, he was like, nah, dog. Y'all coming after the wrong dude. I have no idea what to make of this because on the front of it, I'm like, yeah, you should not be able to just take money and leave. But there were some things that are reported by his lawyer on the other end from Georgia's perspective that I don't necessarily agree with either. Basically, wrongfully telling other schools that there would be like a $1.2 million buyout for him if they were to accept him through the portal, delayed putting his portal paperwork into action. So it's going to get ugly. And the bottom line is this is going to be a massive precedent being set for college football. Either way, you want to see this one going out.
Yeah, you never feel good when the lawyer says, yeah, you about to F around and find
out. You
got the wrong one. It's always not good. But like you said, I'm sure the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. That's, you know,
always does.
Always does. And like you said, either way it goes, this is going to turn out ugly and definitely create a new precedent. And you brought up the buyout thing. Is that something that you ever think we'll see like legitimately in college football?
I think we're going to have to. I think that what you're going to see is, and I, Shannon Terry, who owns On3, and you know, has been really a centerpiece of all of its college football websites over the last 20 years. You know, and he essentially tweeted out like a couple weeks ago that it's not with this college football CBA, that it's no longer if but when it will happen, and that a lot of these donors are starting to get over it a lot quicker than they thought they would. You know, a lot of these donors are like, dude, I'm tired of forking out millions and millions and millions of dollars to these kids. And so something is bound to kind of, I don't know, splash back the other direction with that. So maybe you do see a CBA at some point in the near future. I hope so. And then with that should come some kind of contract that everybody has in college football that looks the same, not just on a university-to-university basis. But we'll
boilerplate.
Right, exactly. Just something that's a little bit uniform of, hey, this is how we're going to deal with these issues moving forward. But it's a dumpster fire. College football right now in terms of that is just an absolute dumpster fire. I hate it.
Well, there was a viral video going around this holiday season. Lane Kiffin apparently doesn't know how to go grocery shopping. He returned home with groceries, and he brought the basket from the store because the bags cost money.
Yes, they do.
Because he can't afford them.
Right, in Louisiana. Yeah, right. I saw this when he shows up at the Texas Bowl that I can't remember what bowl LSU was playing in. But he shows up. My buddy Cole Kublik was in the booth for ESPN on that call, and he hands him a – He pulls out a bag, a plastic bag out of his pocket and handed it to him. He's like, here, man, just in case. He said a lot of people on social media were upset, or Lane said a lot of people on social media were upset about that. He did take the basket back. He's like, you know, I'm just, he said also, and I think we can kind of all understand this, he was kind of playing into the video with his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, she's always trying to go viral with things and like post content about him. And he's like, I'm always just trying to play into it. But it was slightly funny that, first of all, that he went to the store himself and grabbed like six things.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine some of the, like, I always think about Nick Saban, obviously, because I played for him. I'm like, I can't imagine Nick up at like Publix, you know, just getting it done.
No.
Just for six items in the self checkout. It's absolutely hilarious.
Maybe grabbing a pub sub on the way out.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like a call ahead order, yeah, like, yeah, on the, yeah, app where it says just Nick Saban on the receipt, on the sticky receipt. I don't know, man. Funny. It just looked weird.
I'm sure they use Instacart. I'm sure Nick uses Instacart.
For sure.
For sure.
Nick has a guy. There's a guy, Cedric, that you always see him with everywhere he goes. Cedric is kind of just does everything for Nick.
Yeah,
and just, I mean, it's like warms up his car in the morning, probably drives into work. Always has. Cedric has done that at Bama since like Bear Bryant, for every head coach. So I don't know I don't know if he still does it for Nick or if he does it for Kalen DeBoer now. Mm. But he's been around for a while. If you ever look and see him, I could point him out. He's just always there, always, no matter what.
Man, that would be so nice for like the people like me who don't have like you remote. You can that can remote start the warm of their car for you. Obviously, I live in an apartment too, so I can't just like warm up my car and leave it alone.
Right.
That'd be so nice to just have someone take your keys and go sit in the car, warm up the car for you.
Yeah, he's
so
just
nice.
His personal, what's
chauffeur,
the word for it?
Assistant.
No, the person like in the hotel that like lines
concierge.
Up. Concierge. That's what it is. He's like his personal concierge.
That would be the first thing I got would be a driver.
if I ever won the lottery, yeah, I wouldn't tell anybody, but there would be signs.
That's the number one thing.
Having a driver allows you to like get so much done. I mean, because you think about it. If you have like, even if you have a like a not that much long of a commute, you can still get a lot of things done in the time you're driving, not having to
drive. Shout out Waymo.
Yeah, shout out Waymo.
Think about the woman that had a baby in a Waymo.
Yeah,
exactly. She got a lot done.
She's doing a lot.
She did a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. We're going to play a game surrounding famous scores because yesterday I went to see The Holiday at Atlanta Symphony Hall. It's one of those where the movie is playing, but the orchestra plays the score for you.
Stop it. That's a thing?
Oh, it's incredible. And they had Home Alone 2.
I've never heard of this.
They've done it with Elf. No?
No, I've never heard of this. This sounds great.
Star Wars.
Why are you
that
more
way?
Shocked that he hasn't heard of it? Like, when I was like, I've never heard of it, you were like, oh. And when he said it, you were like, what?
Because you are always looking for things to do with your family.
That's true.
He's just hanging out with a girl.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I just assume that you know more about events that are going on around the city.
Right, okay, that's fair.
She still thinks you're hip, Mike. It's okay.
She did.
She still thinks you're hip.
Yeah, I can't take my kids to the weird movie thing.
No, you should definitely check it out, though. It's a great experience to go to these movies.
All right.
So we're going to talk about scores, sports and movies. Couple questions, couple scores I'll play for you, okay? So the first one, this is the second highest scoring NFL game ever. We're going with the second because the first one is from 1966, and I didn't think you would get that one. So the second highest is from 2004, Cincinnati against Cleveland. What was that score? You can guess the total points if you like.
56 to 52.
I'll say 51 to 49.
So it was 58 to 48. You both are pretty close.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Total points were 106.
There.
Yeah.
I think I was right there for 106.
You guys are right there.
56, 52, I'll take that.
There will be more familiar games coming up. Let's go with movie score number one, Dylan. What movie is that? Oh, my
God. Not getting a beat on it right now.
What?
No.
Okay, give me a category. Like, are we...
One best Oscar or
okay, so we're actually serious. Okay, best Oscar.
Y'all
get
have seen this. Y'all are gonna kick yourselves. Do you not see a feather twirling around in the sky?
Nope. I know what movie you're talking about now.
I'm still clueless.
Yeah, tell
right
me what
now.
It is.
Forrest Gump.
I never really paid attention to the score.
I'm a little
Forrest
upset.
Gump.
I thought that's why I said give me a category. I thought we were still on Christmas movies.
No.
I thought we were still on Christmas movies.
Christmas
bro.
Is over.
I thought we were still on Christmas movies. That's why I was like, can I get a category? You're like, best Oscar. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean,
so we're not talking about The Grinch. Like, I was like, we're not talking about The Grinch. It could be like, you know, Four Christmases or something. The holiday. I don't know.
Christmas
I didn't
is
know
over,
we were going
Mike.
Forrest Gump.
We're moving forward.
Okay.
These are all like classic films. Okay,
cool. All right. Forrest Gump's my favorite movie of all time, by the way.
And you didn't get that?
I know. I thought we were Christmas movies. Do you remember the movie Phenomenon?
Yeah.
When you said, so when I was picturing a feather, I was just, all I could think about was Phenomenon.
Oh, with John Travolta twirling
the
sunglasses.
Yeah, I was like, I just thought he was twirling something up in the sky. Anyhow.
All right, let's go with the highest scoring MLB game in 2000s history. It's the Atlanta Braves against the Marlins in 2020. Do you remember this score?
Oh, I remember this game. This is when I worked for the Braves, and the Braves were down big, and they made a big comeback in the ninth inning. Is that that game?
I believe so. You can guess the total amount of runs.
All right,
I'm gonna guess total.
I think the total was. I'm gonna go all in. I think the total was 21. I think the final score was 11-10 Braves.
No, what? Dude, you're so far off. Stop it.
Never mind.
I'm gonna go with total 41. I'm gonna go 26-15.
So it was 29-9, 38 runs total.
I was there.
Braves
were
there.
What were you talking about? The highest run of all time?
I had a brain fart.
This man said 11 to 10.
I forgot there was like, there have been MLB teams scored 30 runs in a game. My bad.
Let's go with movie score number two.
Oh, this is Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Boom.
Let's go. Yeah.
Easy enough.
Glad you knew because I didn't know.
Well, I mean, you know, now that we're not in the Christmas, now I'm not in the Christmas line of thinking, I can actually, you know, kind of correspond to this kind of thing.
All right.
Let's move on quick because I like this.
I will be very upset if you don't get this one. It's the highest scoring NBA game was between the Pistons and Nuggets in 1983. Went into triple overtime.
I can tell you right now, I don't know.
The crinkles in his forehead. He's like, bro.
But if it goes into triple overtime, try and guess the total points.
Man. Total points.
Think
had
about
to be,
how far it would
total
go.
Total points had to be like close to 350.
No, I was going to say, you got to be at 400. You got to be at 400 for triple overtime.
I think the Pistons, is this a game where the Pistons score like 183 points? I think the Pistons
scores. Is it?
I think it is. It was like 183 to like 150 something. So, quick math, yeah, I guess it's around like 400-ish points. I'm going to say 410.
Okay, triple overtime. It would be a little bit closer in score. It was 186 to 184.
Ah, there we go.
You were close, though.
Yeah.
So
right
close.
Right between what he and I were talking about. Yeah, feel good about that one.
Okay, let's do movie score number three.
Come on, bro. This is cake. I'm going to let you get this one. Come on. No, Dylan.
No, Dylan.
No.
I don't think I know it. Titanic? It's not Titanic.
No. Oh, come on. They're still making these movies. This one's probably 30 years old, but they're still making them.
They're still making these. Really?
I have no clue.
It is Jurassic Park.
That is Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. That's iconic.
Yeah, I kind of hear it now.
All right. Let's land on one final one. This one isn't actually.
Can we do the thing where we play it and then or you ask the question, then we go to break? So I can think about it for a little bit.
Okay, we can play it. You can think about it. Dylan, do not shout it out. And play it. Oh, I'm sorry. Movie score number five. Move on to number five.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Oh, you know this one?
Oh, absolutely. I knew it a second in. This is easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. Everyone's yelling at Mike in the car.
Everybody's yelling at you right now.
But you think about it.
All right, I'm going to think about it.
And we'll cover it when we come back.
I'm going to think about it. Okay,
go ahead. Also going to talk about Falcons-Rams. It's going down tonight. We're going to talk about that, of course, but the big rumor swirling around Matt Ryan right now. We'll get into what it means next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.